Today with Sarah McInerney.
Now, White House Health Advisor Anthony Fauci said earlier in the week that a COVID-19 vaccine could be on the way by the end of the year, although he did clarify those comments, saying that he is worried about the durability of a potential coronavirus vaccine, saying there's a chance it may not provide long-term immunity. Well, I'm joined by Anne Moore, who is Senior Lecturer in Biochemistry in UCC. And Anne, when you spoke on this programme in April, you were saying that 18 months would be very optimistic for the development of a vaccine. So do you think we're moving closer now?
Good morning, Sarah. Yes, I think we're moving closer. I guess the length of time it takes us to see if a vaccine is working or not really depends on the level of infection that's present in the community. And I guess back in April, we were all hopeful that the world overall would do a good job at decreasing the level of infection. And because there's such high levels of virus still in various countries, including the US, Brazil and other countries, it makes testing a vaccine to see if it will work against that infection easier and faster to do, because we can see if the vaccine will work in those high transmission areas.
Okay, so Brazil's bad news, which is obviously very bad for the country, is actually good news in terms of trying to find a vaccine.
Yes, unfortunately. Vaccine people are the only people who need high levels of the virus to be present in the community, unfortunately. And for example, during the Ebola crisis, we saw that the public health measures did a fantastic job in decreasing virus infection. That was really great. But it does hamper the ability to see if a vaccine works or not. But with coronavirus, it looks like the levels aren't going down, which means we should get an answer to vaccine efficacy faster than what we thought back in March or April.
And are there human trials ongoing?
There are. There are a lot of human trials ongoing across the world. There are many different types of vaccines that are being tested at the moment, ranging from the very traditional, conventional, inactivated vaccine all the way up to these new kids on the block, which are RNA vaccines, and everything in between, proteins, recombinant proteins, to viruses expressing a part of the coronavirus genetic material to give us immune responses. And some of these have been funded very extensively, both by an organisation called CEPI, which is an international organisation, and also in the US by Operation Warp Speed, and in the UK by the British government. So that level of funding has allowed trials to go ahead very quickly. And that level of funding has also given vaccine manufacturers some mitigation to the risk of taking on the cost of mass manufacturing so many vaccine doses. So it allows us to accelerate the process very quickly because it's been paid for upfront already. So companies are producing billions of doses in case that vaccine actually works in the field.
All right. So talk to me about timelines then. Would you agree with what Dr. Anthony Fauci seems to be saying, the end of the year?
At the moment, it looks like if we can see enough cases, and there are a lot of cases around the world, and a lot of these vaccine people are vaccine trials are moving to these areas of high incidence, such as Brazil, the US, and for example, the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca have just started a trial in South Africa. It means that we will get an answer sooner because the virus is so prominent in those countries. We will see if the vaccine can protect people against infection compared to those who got a different vaccine. If more of those people come down with infection and less with the coronavirus vaccine, then we will get an answer. So it is possible to do. And once that is confirmed and we know the safety signal and we understand if it's working, the vaccine manufacturer should have at least a few million doses ready to go as soon as we have that answer.
And would you be confident that if there is a vaccine developed, then it'll be shared equitably between the different countries?
That's a good question. There have been a lot of financial vaccine drives to make sure that there's funding in kind of global pots to fund poorer countries having access to vaccines. Probably what will happen is that we need to get vaccine where it's needed most. So healthcare workers globally, as well as places where there are high incidence, to stop the transmission of the virus in those areas. But we do, as long as the coronavirus is somewhere in the world, everybody does need to be vaccinated. So it probably will be a rollout of most most needed and then to areas where the virus is transmitting less. But it is a very big question. We didn't do well in the swine flu pandemic in 2009 as a world at equitable vaccine access. And that's something that here in UCC we're interested in coming up with solutions from a technical perspective.
And what about Dr. Anthony Fauci's concerns then about durability? What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Tony Fauci has been a fantastic immunologist and virologist for many years. It is a good question. We don't know how long the vaccine will provide immune responses that will protect you against infection. We don't actually know at this stage what those immune responses should look like. We don't know how high, say, the antibody response or the T cell response should remain so that you don't get infected. And as well as that, the durability. With some of these vaccines, we see a very early peak of an immune response, which is really, really high, and then it decreases down to a lower level over time. And the key question is that lower level still high enough to protect for maybe 2 years, maybe 10 years, maybe forever? We just don't know at this point. And that's where a lot of immunology needs to come into play to understand what the vaccine is doing. And it takes time. You know, you don't know how durable your vaccine is until you see it in the field over time.
Yeah,
I mean, if it doesn't work, if we don't have efficacy, then that vaccine will not go forward to being licensed and to being used in the community. But we just need to see over time. But I think the key question, the durability question, also relates to what is the acceptable or required level of immunity that will protect you against infection. And that's really going to differentiate these vaccines during clinical trial. And a lot of talk as well is about using multiple different vaccines. So you might be primed with one vaccine, and maybe in a year or maybe 8 weeks, we just don't know at this stage, you might be boosted with a very different type of vaccine that between the two of those will give you the superior immune response overall.
And with so much of this going on so quickly, and how confident can people be that the vaccine, if it does come, will be safe, given we won't have any evidence really of the potential long-term effects of it?
We will have a huge amount of safety data from the clinical trials. You're correct in saying that over the long term we won't know, but the vast majority of the vaccines that are in trial at the moment have been trialed in other diseases. So I mentioned Ebola, I mentioned influenza. There's a lot of, for some of these vaccine platforms, as we call them, there have been a lot of trials that happened, you know, in the last 10 years. So we do, for the platform itself, we do have good safety signals, or we have the data around that safety for the last 10 years. And for the ones that are in clinical trial at the moment, they wouldn't have gone into clinical trial unless we had that prior confidence for most of the vaccines. For the new kids on the block, like the RNA vaccines, we have lower safety understanding at the moment.
Okay. Just finally, Anne, if you don't mind, and briefly, there was, when we were talking about vaccines over the last couple of months, there was a concern that there might never be a vaccine for COVID-19. Would you be confident or at least optimistic at this point that we will get a vaccine at some stage?
I would be optimistic that we will. And I think at some stage then, I mean, I'm confident that we will at some stage. Some stage could be a long time out, but I'm confident there's so many different vaccines being trialled at the moment, the amount of funding in it, the amount of resources that's been put into it. And there is a sufficient range of vaccines that one of them should work.
All right. Good news at last. Anne Moore, senior lecturer in biochemistry in UCC. Anne, thank you very much for joining me this morning.